At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Braves lost the series to the Yankees over the weekend. It was really disappointing because I felt like they pulled you back in again. They beat the Yankees 7-3 on Friday. Ronald had an insane throw from right field that nobody could believe. Saturday, Braves had the lead. Yankees chipped away, ultimately won 12-9. That was super disappointing. And then yesterday, it was a Sunday game. Yankees beat the Braves 4-2.
There's nothing that's changed. This team has been consistent this year at doing what they did this weekend. That's been what this team has been all year. It's probably more frustrating to talk about because everyone has a harebrained idea about how they can what they need to do, and most of them are probably wrong or not what they're going to do. I think the most interesting thing that's come out of me for the last week of this team is that they have finally said, you know what? I don't know if this was a joint thing, because I know that Snitker and Anthopoulos try to work together on some of these decisions, but they've basically said, yeah, we're done with the whole we're not going to play both catchers. We're just going to have them both in the lineup at the same time, and that is, they either one's going to catch and one's going to hit, and vice versa. They've gone away from the Ozuna has to be the DH because Ozuna's not been good. He's also injured. And I'm not for the I will never believe when people it's gotten better. No, it hasn't. He has no power. I mean, every once in a while he runs into one, but for the most part he has zero power. He can't send the ball anymore. So now he's a bench player. Now you have a $16 million DH on the bench, and that's also I don't think you're going to get much for him. You're going to get something, but not. Is it really, if it's a guy that's going to phase his way out of your minor league system, is it really anything?
Yeah.
It's not. It's really not.
I theorized, three or four weeks ago when we were on the show talking about, man, is there an opportunity to at least rest Marcel every other day and, play both catchers in these situations, or maybe even give Ronnie a day off of his legs every third day. The problem is that you still are trying to find trade value for Marcel Ozuna to Bo's point, like he was just talking about, you're still kind of dangling him out there and wondering what is trade value for him. So you don't want to just bench him completely. And I know he gets a start yesterday, go 1-for-4, 0-for-4, whatever it was. It's just so uninspiring to watch him swing the bat. I'm with Bo. I don't think he's healthy at all.
Explain this move to me, because I wasn't quite understanding. Saturday's game, the very last out, Ozuna is sent in to strike out. I mean, to me, I was like, why?
You asked that question like it was the plan.
Well, what I like is I had someone hit me immediately. Yeah, they got to trade him and get, like, I don't care for what. You get a young 19-year-old. And I was like, what contender is going to trade a 19-year-old prospect for that? I mean, and I love Marcel. Absolutely love him. But I'm going to trade a guy that has a future for 2 months of that? Because it wasn't a very good at bat. I mean, you're just, he's a bench He's a bat off the bench. He's better than anything else you have. I can't even remember who was up in the order. Who was up in the order then? If it was like Nick Allen or somebody, then yeah, I understand. I'd just
had to have been.
I'd rather watch Marcel go out there and strike out, knowing he could run into one, than, with all due respect, Nick Allen. I think it was 12-9 at that point. Mm-hmm. So with a runner on. So even then, it wasn't going to tie the game. I mean, what's funny is, and I'm not calling you out, but you asked that question like there was something else better they could have done. There's not.
Well,
that's the state of the team.
But that's kind of my point, is there's nothing else they could have. Like, we were 12-9, right? We saw where this was going. There were two outs. Like, what's the point in getting him to get up and go?
That's why the whole, I can't believe they put Iglesias out there in a high leverage situation. Well, he's been pretty good lately. I think his last 15 outings before that one. And who else are you going to put out there? Come on, guys. We're not rolling deep in quality starting. We're not rolling deep in pitching in any way. It's Strider and Holmes and Elder. And then Dylan Lee's been, just bad his last couple outings.
Man, what happened there,
Paris Johnson's not been much better. Like, what do you think we have?
I'm
ready for Hurston. I'd rather just bring Hurston Waldrop up and let's see what he's got.
But my thing with Hurston Waldrop being a part of this conversation is, it's like we've talked about this about Trevor Bauer. They haven't made the move. There has to be a reason why. And we talked about that in terms of all 30 Major League Baseball teams. But when it comes to Hurston Waldrop, I look at Hurston Waldrop in the same light. Like, they haven't made the move to Hurston Waldrop. Is there a reason why? Are they worried that he's going to get exposed in some way? Are they worried that he, it could do some damage to, his repertoire or something like that he's just not ready for? Because when you look at the names, and, we're going to talk about this patchwork starting rotation, it seems like, for the entire second half.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, the name that we do know that could be a part of this conversation is not. There's got to be a deeper reason, because I think we would trust Alex Anthopoulos to know when to bring certain guys up. He's done it time and time again for the last 3 or 4 years, and yet he's not part of that conversation.
Was it Colby Allard? Where's he at? I think he's still down there. Bring him up. I thought Joey Wentz was a good Saturday. Four innings, did fine. But, I mean, dude, like, It's the cupboard is bare.
Yeah, Davis Daniel will be going tomorrow night, which
he was good against St. Louis. His outing against St. Louis was fine. The rain comes and kind of screws everything up.
Right,
but he gave up, I think, one run in like four innings, so he was fine. But the other problem is that you're thin in the bullpen, and when you have to start Wentz is in Davis Daniels, they're only going to give you four innings, the best. And now you're taxing a thin bullpen.
Yeah.
So don't complain when they bring certain guys in.
It's like we've talked about till we're blue in the face. I don't see what upside there is to any of it. It just kind of is what it is. Like, you're just kind of rolling along, hoping to get to the next day, hoping you don't run into a case of the Sundays, as they have so many times.
I know, and it was just such a disappointment, because we were coming off the All-Star break and we had built so much goodwill.
Truist
put
high.
On. I mean, the highest they have been all season, right? Everything was done well.
What'd you guys think of the swing off? I didn't get a chance to talk to you about that last week. I loved the swing off.
Loved it.
I thought it was cool.
My statement last week was like, I never thought I'd be pulling for Kyle Schwarber, but I was. And it's the only time in history a batter hits a home run and the catcher stands up and cheers.
Yeah.
That's the only time it's ever happened.
I will say this too. I did not like the fact that he won MVP. That was my only gripe with it. I'm like, this guy, okay, calm down a little bit.
Why? He won the game.
He won it on a swing off. Like, I would have rather had,
that was in the rules.
Brent Rooker hit a three-run tater in the middle of the game to help the comeback.
That's like getting mad at us if a kicker wins an MVP award in a Super Bowl and hits the game-winning kick. You're like, well, he's a kicker.
Yeah, I'd be upset about that.
He won the game.
I'd be upset.
He won the game?
No, he didn't. He didn't drive him down the field as the quarterback.
He was called on to come in and do his job in the biggest moment of said game, and he did.
Yeah,
that sounds like MVP level to me.
Not to me.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, before I get into the story from my beach trip, I just want to remind you, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. So it's been widely talked about. I took a weeks-long vacation just a minute ago, and Allie scared me because she's already laughing at me.
No, I'm sorry. I just saw the questions coming up for the morning mailbag. Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw the morning mailbag.
Yes, coming up at 8 o'clock. Drop us some questions on the socials or call in, as always. And we're switching from the wake-up call to the morning mailbag today to be able to answer your questions. So it should be a lot of fun. Some questions I have. So I had my own mailbag going on last week. I show up to this beach house we're staying at. We're down in Fort Morgan, Alabama. If anybody's ever been down there, kind of some offshore oil rigs in the distance, so it's not quite as popular. It's not quite as serene and scenic as some of the other places along the Gulf Coast, but good place to hang out. Very, very quiet. I show up. We set up the beach chairs day one. Hear a zzzz. I'm like, man, what is that? What, do y'all hear that? What? The people next door to me, and you guys have probably seen this. It's been on socials, been on Instagram. The people at the chairs next to us, right? Really the next beach house over, the walk down their pier, are using a drone to fish from the beach to drop the fish in like 200 yards offshore. Drop the bait in 200 yards offshore. I was so intrigued, dude. I was like, look at this freaking, and the drone was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, like, probably 4 feet by 4 feet to take this bait out in the middle of the water. They dropped it about 200 yards offshore. Now, when I got there, I was like, immediately walk over. I'm like, dude, what have you caught? I got to hear all the explanations. I'm not an angler, per se. I am a wannabe fisherman, I would call it. I don't fish. I wish I could. That's never the route I was able to take in life. But to watch this drone drop bait off the shore, 200 yards out in the water, I was like, next year at this time, when I get back to this very same place, I will at least, I don't know if the drone will be included. It looks a little expensive, but I will have a fishing pole tucked into some PVC pipe, and I will be throwing that thing out into the water, seeing if I can get any bites. Can't wait.
How fast were you on Amazon, though, like drone for fishing?
So quick. Well, first of all, I'm like, how to shore fish on the Gulf Coast.
Isn't this how that guy saved those people's lives or that woman's life or whatever, that person's life?
I had forgot about that.
It was drone fishing. So, I mean, and he looked like he would be running a drone to fish because he just did not fit what a fish, what you think an angler, as you call it, normally looks like. But I don't know what these people look like. Maybe they look like good old boys, like they're regular angler. But yeah, that's how. So you can save someone's life and catch dinner.
Yeah, maybe catch dinner. They only caught like one fish when we crossed paths because they weren't there the whole time we were there. It was a some sort of tuna. I think like a blackfin tuna.
Okay.
But they told me before they got there they had caught a couple of huge sharks and some other things that they had actually cooked up. So I don't know, man. Maybe the, you know, the seas were a little bit churned up. There was a storm out there, but dude, I'm just telling you, when I get back to that same point next year, it's going down.
How are you going to start to perfect this new hobby?
YouTube.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like look, YouTube is where it's at. Yeah. Like, you know, if you need to figure out how to do something, you start with YouTube and you go from there. Because there's always a guy on YouTube going, if it was me and I was starting right now, this is the rod I would get. This is the reel I would get. All right, man. Whatever you're out on YouTube, I'm coming for you later today.
That is so interesting.
Can't wait, man.
I want to see some of these YouTube videos.
I'm doing it.
All right. Well, coming up, we do have the debut of the morning mailbag. Ask us your questions via Twitter or call in right now, 404-726-0929. It's all on the table. Maybe about Mike's bet that he lost back in the day, Bo's golf game, iRacing, Falcons. I mean, training camp is starting this week, so you might have some questions about the Falcons today. 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. The morning mailbag is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.